is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations and International Red Cross said Monday that convoys carrying humanitarian aid were able to enter Syria's besieged, rebel-held eastern Ghouta area. The ICRC Syria delegation said the 46-truck convoy carried food for 27,500 people, as well as medical supplies, while the UN's humanitarian office reported many life-saving health supplies were not allowed to be loaded. Aid groups have in the past complained about having their deliveries in Syria stripped down. Monday's convoy was the first allowed into eastern Ghouta in nearly 3 weeks. Italy's stocks market was down after populist and stridently anti-European Union political forces did well on Sunday's parliamentary election. Luis Ramirez takes a look at the business reaction.
The FTSE MIB index in Milan was down 1.2% on a day when global markets were trading higher. Analysts say the strong showing by the anti-establishment five-star movement and the right-wing League Party means it's less likely the next Italian government will try to make the economy more pro-business. It is more likely to increase government spending, which could help growth, but could also add to public debt, which is already above a worryingly high 130% of GDP. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Turkey's Anadolu news agency says that Turkish police detained four Islamic State suspects as part of an investigation into a possible attack on the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. The U.S. Embassy said on its webpage late Sunday that the mission would be closed due to a security threat. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday appeared to suggest that Canada and Mexico could win exemptions to his planned sweeping tariffs on steel and aluminum if the two countries sign a new NAFTA trade deal and take other steps. He made the comments as the United States, Canada, and Mexico were wrapping up their latest round of talks on revamping the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement, and as world shares dipped again, partly on concerns that Trump's tariff plan could spark a global trade war. Envoys for South Korean President Moon Jae-in plan to meet Monday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Jeff Custer has that story.
It's the start of a rare two-day visit to Pyongyang that's expected to focus on easing a standoff over North Korea's nuclear ambitions and restart talks between Pyongyang and Washington. The 10-member South Korean delegation is led by Moon's National Security Director. The meeting with Kim would mark the first time South Korean officials have met with a young North Korean leader in person since he took power after his dictator father's death in late 2011. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is paying a visit to a Vietnamese port for the first time since the Vietnam War ended in 1975. U.S. Ambassador to Vietnam, Dan Crittenbrink, said he thought the visit by the USS Carl Vinson demonstrates the commitment to the U.S.-Vietnam partnership.
I also think the visit demonstrates America's firm commitment to the Indo-Pacific region.
The visit is seen by many as both countries' efforts to stem expansionism by China in the South China Sea. Although this is the first time a U.S. aircraft carrier has made a port call to Vietnam, smaller U.S. warships have made visits as ties between the former foes have improved in recent years. Hundreds of people marched through Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, on Monday in protest against the announcement last month of the country's civilian government that it will amend the country's peaceful assembly law. The proposal says anyone who instigates, persuades others intentionally or knowingly to contradict national security, the rule of law, tranquility, and public morale is punishable by a maximum of 3 years in prison or fines if found guilty. Rights groups and local civil society groups said the move is an alarming restriction on the freedom of expression under the democratic transition. Botswana on Monday recalled imports of processed meat products from South Africa after a deadly listeria outbreak was linked to a factory there. Botswana's move follows a similar ban by Mozambique and Zambia in the wake of an outbreak that has claimed 180 lives. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.